Unit 6. Different Places. Page 42. Reading. Kitty's New Flat. Look and read. Do you like your new flat, Kitty?
Yes, it's in Water Bay. I like living in the suburbs. It's quiet and peaceful.
Where is Water Bay on the map of Garden City?
It's in the north of the map.
How do you get to school?
I take a bus to Sunshine Shopping Centre. Then I take the underground to school.
How long does it take?
It takes about 40 minutes.
Is it convenient to go shopping in your new neighbourhood?
No, there aren't any shops. Mum goes to the supermarket in Sunshine Shopping Centre once a week.
Page 43. Listening and speaking. Life in different places. Listen and say. Kitty has just moved to Water Bay. Kitty, can you tell us about your new neighbourhood, please?
Yes, Mr. Hu. My new flat is in the suburbs, so it's very quiet. There isn't much traffic. There aren't any shops or restaurants. There are a lot of trees, flowers and birds. There is a beach at the bottom of some steep steps.
Page 44. Say and act.
Kitty, what did you and Ben do when you lived in the city centre? When we lived in the city centre, we got up late and walked to school. Now you live in the suburbs. What do you do? Now we get up early and go to school by bus first, then by underground.
Page 45. Writing. Life in different seasons. Look and read. Look, children. This is a picture of Rose Garden Estate. What season is it in this picture?
It's winter.
Why?
It's winter because people are wearing warm clothes and gloves.
Page 46. Word box. Peaceful.
Convenient.
Neighbourhood.
Bottom.
Steep.
Step.
Noisy.
Exciting.
Pleasant.
Relaxing.
Financial.
Church.
Statue. Fountain.
Storybook.
Glove. Unit 7. Signs around us. Page 48. Reading. Signs and rules. Look and read. Ben and Mr. Lee are hiking in the countryside. They see many different signs. Picture 1. What does this sign mean? It means we can turn left and go to Green Mountain. It's a direction sign. Picture 2. What does this sign mean?
It means we can have a barbecue here. It's an information sign.
Picture 3.
What does this sign mean?
It means we must not leave rubbish. It's a warning sign.
Picture 4.
What does this sign mean?
It means we must stop here.
It's an instruction sign.
Page 51. Listening and speaking. What kind of sign is this? Listen and say. What kind of sign is this?
It's a warning sign.
Where can we find it?
In a park.
Look, listen and match. Look at the signs on page 51. Listen and write the correct number in each box.
Sign number 1. We must turn left here.
Sign number 2. We can park our car here.
Sign number 3. We can go out here.
Sign number 4. We must not pick the flowers here.
Sign number 5. There are toilets here.
Sign number 6. We must not smoke here.
Sign number 7. We can get useful information here.
Sign number 8. We must keep quiet.
Sign number 9. We can have a barbecue here.
Sign number 10. We must stop our car here. Page 53. Word box. Hike.
Direction.
Warning.
Instruction.
Silence.
Useful.
Camp.
Go camping.
Player.
Dice.
Roll.
Take turns.
Land.
Miss.
Luck. Module 3. Diet and Health. Unit 8. Growing Healthy, Growing Strong. Page 59. Reading. To be a healthy child. Look and read. Mr. Hu and the students are spending their weekend at health camp.
What are we going to do first? Shall we go swimming in the swimming pool? I like swimming.
No, I don't like swimming.
Neither do I. Shall we play badminton? I like playing badminton.
So do I. Let's play badminton. What are we going to do next? Shall we read magazines in the reading room?
No, I don't want to read very much today.
Neither do I. Let's watch DVDs in the hall. There's a cartoon called Computer War. It's very exciting and interesting.
That's a good idea.
Page 60. Read. The children are reading an information sheet from the camp. How to be a healthy child. Welcome to Health Camp. In the camp, you will learn how to stay healthy and strong. Picture 1.
If you want to stay healthy, you should go to bed early and get up early.
Picture 2.
If you want to stay healthy, you should exercise regularly.
Picture 3.
If you want to stay healthy, you should eat a lot of healthy food like fruit and vegetables and drink at least 8 glasses of water every day.
Picture 4.
If you want to stay healthy, you should not eat too much sweet food or drink too many soft drinks.
Page 61. Listening and speaking. Good habits or bad habits? Listen and say.
Mr. Hu, I have a sore throat. My eyes hurt. I have toothache and a stomach ache.
What did you do last Sunday, Joe?
Last Sunday, I watched TV for 3 hours and ate 3 packets of crisps.
What did you do last Monday?
Last Monday, I...
Page 62. Say and act. Joe, you watched too much TV and ate too many crisps. You did not eat enough fruit. Your habits are not very good.
I'm going to change my bad habits. I'm going to watch less TV, eat fewer crisps, and more fruit.
Page 63. Read. I used to smoke. I don't smoke any longer. Now I do a lot of exercise. Children, what bad habits did you have?
I used to watch a lot of TV. I don't watch too much TV any longer. Now I study hard.
I had a bad habit too. I used to drink a lot of soft drinks. I don't drink too many soft drinks any longer. Now I drink a lot of water. I used to go to bed late. I don't go to bed late any longer. Now I go to bed early.
Page 65. Word box. Neither.
DVD.
Cartoon.
War.
Outing.
Sheet. Regularly.
At least.
Last.
Crisp.
Bar.
Lemonade.
Used to.
Not any longer. Unit 9. International Food Festival. Page 67. Reading. Different foods for the festival. Read. I've heard that the SPCA needs some money to take care of homeless animals in our city. We're going to raise some money for the SPCA.
That's a good idea. What are we going to do to raise money for them? Let's have an international food festival. We can sell foods from different countries.
Yes, that'll be fun. When and where are we going to have it? Let's have it in the playground on Saturday, the 2nd of February.
What time are we going to have it?
Let's have it at 10 o'clock in the morning. How are we going to do it?
We're going to make different foods. Let's ask our mums to help us.
Page 69. Look and read. Chinese rice puddings, mooncakes, rice dumplings.
I like Chinese food best. I'm going to sell Chinese rice puddings, mooncakes, and rice dumplings.
Hot dogs, apple pies, hamburgers.
I like American food best. I'm going to sell hot dogs, apple pies, and hamburgers.
Raisin scones, fish and chips.
I like English food best. I'm going to sell raisin scones and fish and chips.
Pineapple fried rice, prawn cakes.
I like Thai food best. I'm going to sell pineapple fried rice and prawn cakes.
Page 70. Look and read. Kitty is asking Mrs. Lee to show her how to make raisin scones.
Mum, we're going to have an international food festival. I'd like to sell raisin scones. Can you show me how to make them, please? Of course.
Picture 1.
Firstly, mix 50 grams of butter, 200 grams of self-raising flour, and a little salt together.
Picture 2.
Secondly, add a little sugar and some raisins and pour in 150 millilitres of milk.
Picture 3.
Next, use your hands to make the mixture into a dough.
Picture 4.
Then make shapes about 5 centimetres wide and put them on a baking tray.
Picture 5.
After that, sprinkle the shapes with flour.
Picture 6.
Finally, bake them in an oven for 15 minutes at 200 degrees Celsius.
Page 71. Listening and speaking. At the International Food Festival. Look, listen and say.
Hello, Kitty. I'd like to buy some food. What food are you selling? I'm selling raisin scones and fish and chips. They're English food. How much do they cost? A raisin scone costs 3 yuan and 5 jiao, and a plate of fish and chips costs 9 yuan and 3 jiao. May I have 2 raisin scones and a plate of fish and chips, please? Yes, of course. That'll be 16 yuan and 3 jiao.
Page 73. Word box. Homeless.
Pie.
Raisin.
Scone.
Thai.
Of course.
Firstly.
Flour.
Self-raising flour.
Secondly.
Add.
Pour. Milliliter.
Mixture.
Dough.
Wide.
Baking tray.
Sprinkle.
Oven.
Hear from.
Sincerely.
Thank you. Unit 10. A birthday party. Page 75. Reading. Preparing for Ben's birthday party. Read. Picture 1.
Hello, this is Kitty. May I speak to Peter, please?
Hello, Kitty. This is Peter speaking.
It's Ben's birthday on Saturday. I'm planning a party. Are you free on Saturday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yes, I am. What are we going to do at the party?
We're going to have a lot of delicious food and drink. We're going to watch some cartoons. We're going to have a barbecue in the evening.
It sounds great. I'm looking forward to it.
I'll see you on Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock at my flat.
Yes, thanks. I'll see you then. Picture 2.
Hello, Jill. This is Kitty. How are you?
Hello, Kitty. I'm fine, thanks.
This Saturday is Ben's birthday. I'm planning a party. Are you free on Saturday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
I'm sorry. I've got something to do on Saturday.
Oh, what a pity.
Have a great party. Say happy birthday to Ben for me, please.
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Page 76. Look and read.
Mum, I'd like to bake a chocolate cake for Ben. What ingredients do we need?
To make a chocolate cake, we need some eggs, some sugar, some butter, some flour, and some chocolate powder.
To make the icing, we need some chocolate powder, some butter, some icing sugar, and some milk. We have to go to the supermarket to buy these things.
Page 78. Listening and speaking. Shopping for the party. Look, listen, and act. Picture 1.
Ben's birthday party is on Saturday afternoon. What food shall we have at the party?
Let's have some chicken wings and spring rolls.
Yes, that's a good idea. Let's have some chicken wings and spring rolls.
Shall we have some crisps?
No, I don't like crisps very much. I'd rather have some nuts.
Picture 2.
What drink shall we have at the party?
Shall we have some orange juice?
Yes, that's a good idea. Let's have some orange juice.
No, I don't like orange juice very much. I'd rather have some soy milk.
Page 79. Listen and say. Kitty is asking Mrs. Lee about the things she needs to buy for Ben's birthday party. Picture 1.
I'd like to take some photographs. What do I need to buy?
We don't have any batteries at home, so you need to buy some batteries. You need to buy them at the supermarket.
I'd like to decorate the flat for the party.
You need to buy some balloons and flowers. We have some balloons at home, but we don't have any flowers.
Picture 2.
I'd like to put some candles on the chocolate cake.
You need to buy some candles and matches.
I'd also like to have a barbecue.
We don't have any forks or charcoal, so you need to buy some forks and charcoal.
Page 80. Writing. My birthday party. Look and read. Kitty has written an email to Lucy to tell her about Ben's birthday party.
Dear Lucy, last Saturday was Ben's birthday. We had a birthday party for him. Our friends Peter, Tom and Alice came to my flat at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We had a lot of delicious food and drink. First, we watched some cartoons. Next, we sang a birthday song to Ben and gave him presents. My present to Ben was a chocolate cake. Mum taught me to make it. After that, we had a barbecue. Everybody enjoyed the party very much. Here are some photos of the party. Write soon. Yours, Kitty.
Page 81. Word box. Sound.
Forward.
Look forward to.
Pity.
Karaoke.
Chess.
Ingredient.
Powder.
Icing.
Thirdly.
Beat.
Add to.
Stir. Spring roll.
Soy milk.
Battery.
Decorate.
Balloon.
Fork.
Charcoal.
Everybody.
Unit 11. My Food Project. Page 83. Listening and speaking. Talking about my food project. Listen and learn. Frozen fish. Noodles. Yogurt. Listen and say.
Children, you're going to do a project about food. What food are you going to talk about in your project?
My favorite food is bread. I think I'm going to talk about bread.
My favorite food is noodles. I think I'm going to talk about noodles.
I like fish best. I think I'm going to talk about frozen fish.
I like yogurt best. I think I'm going to talk about yogurt.
Page 84. Say and act. What's your project going to be about? Who do you need to interview for your project?
My project is going to be about frozen fish. I need to interview someone at a frozen food factory.
My project is going to be about yogurt. I need to interview someone at a dairy. My project is going to be about noodles. I need to interview someone at a noodle factory.
My project is going to be about bread. I need to interview someone at a bakery.
Page 85. Writing. A letter for the food project. Read and write. Kingfisher Frozen Food Factory, 12 Wood Road, Newtown, Garden City, 25th of March. Dear Sir, Madam, I'm a grade 7 student at Rose Garden School. I'm doing a school project about food. My favorite food is fish. I'm going to talk about frozen fish for my food project. I would like to interview someone at your factory. What date will be convenient for me to visit your factory? Please write to me at Class 1, Grade 7, Rose Garden School, Garden City. I look forward to hearing from you soon. Yours sincerely, Peter Chin. Page 86. Reading. An interview at the frozen food factory. Look and read. The manager of the frozen food factory is answering Peter's questions about frozen fish. Picture 1. Where do you get the fish from?
We get the fish from fishermen. They catch the fish in the sea.
Picture 2.
What do you do to the fish before you freeze them?
We take away the skin and bones.
Picture 3. Why do you freeze the fish?
We freeze the fish because we want to keep them fresh for a long time.
Picture 4. How do you get the frozen fish to the shops?
We get the frozen fish to the shops in refrigerated trucks.
Page 87. Notes. Talk about.
Madam.
Freeze.
Skin.
Refrigerate. Page 107. Irregular verbs. Am, is, was, been.
are, were, been.
Bear, bore, born.
Beat, beat, beaten.
Become, became, become.
Blow, blew, blown.
Bring, brought, brought.
Build, built, built.
Buy, bought, bought.
Catch, caught, caught.
Choose, chose, chosen.
Come, came, come.
Do, did, done.
Drink, drank, drunk.
Drive, drove, driven.
Eat, ate, eaten.
Fall, fell, fallen.
Find, found, found.
Fly, flew, flown.
Get, got, got.
Give, gave, given.
Go, went, gone.
Grow, grew, grown.
Have, had, had.
Hear, heard, heard.
Keep, kept, kept.
Leave, left, left.
Lose, lost, lost.
Make, made, made.
Put, put, put.
Read, read, read.
Run, ran, run.
Say, said, said.
See, saw, seen.
Sell, sold, sold.
Send, sent, sent.
Sing, sang, sung.
Sink, sank, sunk.
Sink, sunk, sunk.
Take, took, taken.
Teach, taught, taught.
Write, wrote, written.